100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining us is one of the most proficient, accomplished drummers in music history. He happens to be a native of Philadelphia, Derek. And he has played with just about everybody from George Howard to Janet Jackson. We welcome Little John Roberts. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
You, honey, you're in the LAX airport about to board a flight back to Philadelphia.
Yes.
And tell us what's bringing you back home, John.
I'm looking forward to coming back there. I was just there a few days ago to do a drum clinic with a friend of mine, Brian Fraser Moore, who plays with Justin Timberlake. So I came in for a day. We had a great time at the University of the Arts. And now I flew to L.A. to do the show with Stevie Wonder. And now I'm on my way back to you guys.
So you're jet setting, basically.
Literally, right?
And wait a minute. You were just here. You're talking about here for the drum clinic. You were here recently with Stevie Wonder, part of the Songs of the Key of Life. Songs in the Key of Life. And can I tell you, that was a phenomenal performance, John.
Yo, that was a great night. And it was an even more special night because I was home, you know?
I was sitting in front of your parents. Your family was, you had your personal cheering section. You know that. I was part of it. I was in that group. So
Thanks.
Now, John, I referenced George Howard and Janet Jackson, and we just now are talking about Stevie Wonder because you have been on tour with him. But tell us some of the other artists that you have worked with.
Oh, man, I've worked with so many people through the last 20 years of my career, you know, my professional career. George Duke is one of those people, you know, he passed away, he left us, but I was playing with George for a good 17 years, and he also introduced me to Rochelle Farrell, who's from Philly, and I played with her for as long with him and by herself as well. Jonathan Butler, George Benson, I mean, the list goes on. Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Neo lately in the last 2 years. So it's been a crazy journey.
Who have you not worked with that you would love to?
You know, that's a good question. First person that comes to my mind is Sting. I've always wanted to work with Sting.
Wow.
I love Sting.
Or Peter Gabriel, you know, on that level of music, you know, like the world music kind of thing. I love that kind of stuff.
The rock pop guys.
Yeah, yep.
At the top of the food chain. But John, you have an exciting new album. Tell our listeners about it, because this is your first project, isn't it?
This is my debut record. Yeah, in 20 years I hadn't done a solo record, and you know, one day a friend of mine called me and said, "John, you know, you've been playing on all these people's records and you've been traveling with all these folks, and you haven't done anything for yourself. It's time that you go in the studio and record a record and call your friends and ask them to come in and play with you. And, you know, people will just do it for you. You just ask, you know." And I said, okay. So I put my foot down, went in the studio, started it. And a year later, I put it out in 2013 in June.
So, and yeah, the album is called The Heartbeat.
Yeah.
And who's on the album with you?
A few of my friends. You know, I wanted some other people on it, too. But I was on the road when I did it, so I had to get things done pretty fast. But Shante Cam, she's an up-and-coming singer that sings with background with India Irie. She has her own stuff out with Snarky Puppy, who also is on the record as well. George Duke is on there. Music Soul Child from Philly. Who else is on there? Stokely from Mint Condition. Mm-hmm. Eric Roberson, our boy Eric Roberson.
Yes.
Anthony David. And all of them on one song together. The first track on the record is called Space. And those four guys are on there together. It's pretty ridiculous.
Who's one of your favorite artists that you've worked with, though, in the past?
George Duke has been one of the main ones. And lately, Stevie Wonder has been at the top of the list.
John, tomorrow night you're going to be performing at the World Cafe Live. I am assuming you'll be doing many selections from The Heartbeat. Our audience about your performance tomorrow.
Well, for one thing, my big sister, Avery Sunshine, is going to open up the show with me. I played on a lot of her records, and now her record is number one on Billboard.
Yes.
So she's coming with me with her partner, Dana Johnson. They're going to do a set before my show. And then I have some guests that I'm bringing with me, and, you know, some of the Philly guys that have played on the record as well are going to perform with me as well.
What is
it,
John? It's going to be an amazing evening. What do you think it is about Philadelphia that produces great musicians? Because when you consider, you mentioned Justin Timberlake, so you've got Adam Blackstone, who's a music director. Most of the artists that go out touring have Philadelphia musicians. What is it about Philly's musicians?
I think it's just in the water, you know, since we were younger, and, you know, like, just following the tradition of Gamblin' Huff. You know, I'm going to throw that in there. And, you know, just the sound of Philadelphia is still, the legacy is still living through us and then the generation that's coming behind us. And it's just, you know, we're passing the baton from one generation to the other. And I'm proud to say I'm from Philadelphia, wherever mm-hmm. I go. I live in Atlanta now. I've been there for 20 years, but they say, you know, you're from Atlanta now. I said, no, I'm not. I'm from Philadelphia for life.
Exactly, yeah. And it's, don't forget the sugar and the water ice and the,
right,
the flavors and
the
cheesesteak and the salt from the pretzel.
That's what makes great musicians.
Yeah, yes, it
well,
does.
What happened to you then?
I didn't eat a lot of pretzels in my
youth. Okay, well, then that's why you're not on the road with John.
Yeah, I'm starting now.
That's why you're not touring with Jay-Z and everybody. Well, and John, I don't get the little. There's nothing little about you. You're a very tall man. Where did the little come from?
The little comes from my dad being John H. Roberts Sr., Pastor John H. Roberts Sr., who's been has a church in North Philadelphia. And, you know, they called me that since I was a kid. So what I did was once I started working professionally in the business, I said, I'm going to make this Little John thing a brand for myself. And, you know, it's followed me up until now. I'm 42, and I haven't been able to let that little thing go. That's how most people know me. If you say John Roberts, some people will be like, who's
yeah.
that? And you say, oh, Little John. Oh, yeah,
right.
Okay, the drummer, you know.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we congratulate you on your new record, The Heartbeat, available on iTunes and everywhere. And most importantly, we welcome you back home to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection for your performance tomorrow night before your family, friends, and fans, new and established, at the World Cafe Live.
Thank you so much. I'm looking so forward to doing this tomorrow.
All right, John. Well, we congratulate you. And as I said, we welcome you back home. Safe travels. Little John Roberts, his new album is called The Heartbeat. He's one of ours from Philadelphia. What part of Philly are you from?
I'm from two areas. You know, I was in Mount Airy for a long time and then as well in West Philly. I went to Overbrook High and all like that. So, you
He's
know,
legit.
I was in between both areas.
He's a legit Overbrook. You know.
Overbrook, Sugar Bowl right across the street, water
right.
ice pretzels.
Yeah, he knows about that.
Sugar Bowl,
you know about that.
Sixth
what you know
music
about
program.
That? What you know about that? All right, John. John is laughing. See you tomorrow night, John.
Okay, see you guys. Thank you.
All right, our pleasure. We are Old School 100.3.
Old School 100.3.